You have to wonder.
Well,
all right,
we're ready.
We're ready.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. My name is Regis Sobajewski, chair of the Commission on Reapportionment. It's April 13th, 2022. It is 6:04, and we are going to begin. And it looks like we have all commissioners but Andy Monk, who has been excused, and everyone else is here. So let's start. What I'm hoping we can achieve tonight is continuing with our mapping, but also to take a look at some maps that were submitted to us for our consideration that we may think are really worth a look. Now, I have to give an apology here because I had made a mistake regarding a map that I had commented on and sent to everybody, and I thought it was Ken's map, because it was I thought it was Plan 3 and it was actually Panza 3. So my comments really pertain to Plan 3. I think Rob has been able to fish that out.
Yep.
So if we could take a look at least two plans that are complete, that would be the Panza 3 first, and then also Plan 3 that was submitted, I guess, it was probably
March or February.
Probably at the February deadline.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I will comment on that one. Does anyone else have a map that they think is pretty good that we can really learn from and really deserve special notice that we could bring up and juxtapose with the ones that we're talking about?
Well, the plan I submit on Sunday is the April 10th Panza 3 plan.
That's this one.
Or is Plan 3. The Panza 3 plan is different.
Right, but this is the one you did on Sunday.
Okay.
I made sure I grabbed it.
All right.
Yeah.
It's the April 10th plan.
Yeah, I think we're on the right track now, Ken. Does anyone else have another plan that they would like to take a look at
and
we could comment on before we get to the one that we had not quite yet
finished? We don't need to spend too much time on them. We've already reviewed all the plans, so we can keep going. But we can be quick with this if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, does anyone have time constraints this evening?
I do.
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me what they are? I mean, what time, rather?
As soon as we can get finished.
Yeah. Yeah, probably as well.
Okay.
Same here.
Okay. All right, Kathy. So does that mean like we'll try to get done in an hour?
Oh, and an hour, sure. I mean,
Can we?
An hour, 2 hours.
If we have to, I hope that we don't get to anything beyond 2 hours.
But Rob, you mind clicking on the plan? We can get going. Thank you.
All right.
This is your plan, Ken.
Ken, you want to talk about this map? And you have a laser if you want to.
I got to be able to see the map.
Oh, okay.
We can take you town by town through it, just so you can see it.
Can I ask, maybe we can reduce the size of the labels, because it's a little bit hard to see, if you're going to, it's fine if we're looking at it this closely, but when you zoom out to the whole county, it's easy to see the south and the north, but the middle sections that are kind of bunched together, you can't see where the lines are really at all. But if we're looking at this vantage, it's not in the way, so.
So based on our conversation Saturday, I took one of the plans I had, and I put the entire village of Saugerties into District 1. The South Saugerties and Glasgow is in District 2. It's pretty much all the same. District 3 is Ulster, town of Kingston, and it picks up a little bit more Saugerties. And then that's it. Otherwise, I left Woodstock the way it was because it really didn't work out with the numbers. There was just, it made a lot of sense to put Glenford between Olive and Woodstock, but you just needed that extra population down south. And so I continued with that. And that's the same with this little segment of Ulster. You really need that population to push down south to fill in some of the other areas. The other change in that map was I just took the town of Wallsing the way it was described Saturday, which took all of Ellenville and put it into one district. Other than that, it's something we've seen before.
I sort of disagree. I think the right corner seems.
Yeah.
The right bottom quarter is very messy. And I don't mean to criticize the hard work you did on it, but it does seem like some of these southern districts really, 16. I realize that the top part of 16 where it dips down, that's a matter of the where kind of the number 17 is right now. That, I think, is a limitation of the census blocks themselves.
Yeah, that area I had to bring down just to bring in the population.
Yeah, but that's the rub, right? Like, it's all in population. But does bringing in to kind of county kind of like this? I have be quite so. 16 seems like a strangely shaped district to me.
I agree.
As does 12, end of 12.
I also wanted to ask you.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Oh, I just wanted to ask why Saugerties was revised again. I thought we were done with that.
I agree with you, Kathy. Mm-hmm. I think everything that we did on Saturday, I'd like to continue to build with that because I don't want to waste what we did on Saturday. We spent a lot of time working here on Saturday.
I concur. I agree. Third.
So I'd like to just bring our map up that we're working on right now and just try to just hash out what needs to be hashed out. If everyone else is okay with that.
Well, I'm not, Travis. I want to just take a look at Plan 3 really quickly, just as Ken did. I think this is a good map, a good map to refer to. So.
Okay. If we can be quick, I'm willing to look at the vision.
Appreciate that. Okay. Well, Rob is bringing it up. Here's what I liked about Map 3. The villages, all three, are kept whole. The municipality splitting is at a minimum no more than two. Most of the splits are one and zero. So I like that. The bottom part, well, let's start. You're at the top. So take a look at Woodstock. Woodstock picks up Glenford and then ears into the town of Saugerties. And two is the village, coming down to Glasgow. That's three, and dipping into the town of Ulster. Four is the town of Ulster and town of Kingston, and the town of Ulster is kept not necessarily whole, but there are two splits there, which is pretty good. Coming down further, come down to the. Okay, well, past the Sopus, right? Just keep
so
just keep coming down.
Split into two, O'Neill's only split into two.
Right, and New Paltz village is whole, and then the town goes up into Marbletown. Go back down again. Want to take a look at?
Where do you want to go?
Down the bottom to the right. Okay, so Marlborough is paired up with Lloyd, but most of Marlborough is kept pretty much whole, except for that one corner.
Could we enlarge and see where we are in that little bubble of 10 into Marlborough, so I can catch.
Looks like most of the downtown area. No.
Oh.
And then that goes into Highland.
Then it goes up to.
So it's basically a Route 9W corridor, urban
like
corridor
that.
North of Milton. Kind of nice.
Yeah,
I like that as well.
We've also coming down into the left. It's not. This is sort of. No map is perfect, but this is less messy. Let's put it that way. I kind of like it. It's balanced. It seems like there were no more than three or four municipalities that were in the 4% range of deviation plus or minus. The rest were into the threes and twos and lower. So I found the map to be quite balanced. Going down into Shongham into Worsing and then the village of Ellenville, it pretty much is what we did. I'll just say this, we won't go back to the city of Kingston was kept whole. I mean, I think what we did should really just be kept as it is, no matter what. I think it was a hell of a lot of work that was put into that, and that ought to be kept just the way it is. And then just going up the west side, it's pretty much the same. So you got 22 with the four towns. That is what it is, and then we're back around. So, and the middle seems to be, as they say, balanced and less forced. So I kind of like that. So those are the strengths that I just wanted to point out.
But the weakness is taking part of Saugerties and putting it into Woodstock.
Yeah,
and
I think
taking out that West Hurley portion, which really balances out with Woodstock.
Yeah,
and leaving the Glenford portion in.
I think what we have in the north, in the northwest and southwest, is from Kingston north. Just this is my personal opinion. For numbers wise, it's worked. For when we were doing the project on Saturday, what we need to focus on, I think, is 10, 9, 11, 12, 18, and 19. I think that's and a little bit of 8 as well. Correct? I think that's where we came with our biggest struggles. And I think we can tackle
agree.
That today.
I agree with you, Travis.
This portion of Sardis matches well.
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't belong as part.
I don't think
yes.
it is. Yeah, I mean,
it's... And there's no reason to, because all the other maps have that as part of Saugerties. So
right.
It should be.
Yeah.
I also think that it sacrifices... Plattekill is in three districts, and I get that may end up actually having to happen, that someone's in three districts. But, you know, it's very different than us going through the map and creating it step by step. To figure out where the residential areas are, how it works, than just, you know, adopting this map. We don't know what, I mean, I guess we can sort of see, but...
Plattekill is shared with two districts.
Three.
Well, no,
three.
There's, no.
It's three districts. It's 16, 9, and 12.
Yeah, I mean, it is itself, but the splits. There are only two splits in that one.
There are three districts. What does it matter if that? Well, what's the difference in terminology?
Well,
I mean, that's Regis. You're right now. You're, and I think it's going to be fixed just when we start working on it.
Yeah.
You, in coming out of that meeting, you were upset that Ulster's in three districts, right?
Correct.
What is the functional difference? You've now picked a map that helps your town at the detriment of other towns, which I think may, we're trying to avoid splitting any place into three. It may not be able to work, but I don't think that, like, I don't, you know what I mean? What are we weighing here? I think we can come up with, on ourselves, a better map that we feel comfortable with. Then we're gonna get there. We just needed the extra time.
Yeah.
In the center part of the map. I think we should really just get our hands dirty with mapping. We're going to get there. We're committed to trying to only have two districts per town. That may not be the case numbers-wise, but I don't think when we cut up Woodstock into Saugerties, you know, we cut up Plattekill into three districts so that we help the town of Ulster seems... not exactly balanced, in my opinion.
Well, town of Ulster has a population of almost 14,000.
That's going to be more. It's going to be more than two districts.
12,600.
And yeah. Plattekill will have three different school districts.
Yeah.
And they're all negative in population, also. So, I guess actually maybe that increases the voting power, but.
Okay, I just thought this map was worth looking at, and if we want to come back to anything, this is not a bad one to come back to. Maybe not Plattekill.
I agree.
I think especially with Travis and Andy, they worked very hard on Kingston and so on, and I thought that when we were meeting today, it was basically to work on the remaining districts that we were having trouble with.
Agreed.
I mean, is that not so? I mean, because now we're starting, it seems like we're starting.
We're not starting.
I'm not gonna say all over again, but I,
no,
you know.
We're not, Kath.
Yeah.
No. We'll get to this. We can start now.
Beautiful. So is this Saturday's map?
This is Saturday.
Right where we left it on Saturday.
And Travis, we have a laser pointer if you just want to point at something.
I like that. No, I mean, I'm not trying to take over a meme by any means.
No, I just wanted you to know it's there.
But it sounds like what I liked about the map that Regis just showed was 10 coming a little bit further south to make 9 be able to become more whole. And that's, you know, we're 15% down in 9, and that's what we really need to focus on. We're at plus 4.5 in 19. And we're plus, you know, 3.5 in 21.
What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to push a lot of that population down south. So
correct.
The perfect. The districts they like up north,
below,
we're going to have to change.
But I think below Kingston, agree. Like, I think we can look at 18, we can look at 5, you know, we can look at 18, we can look at 8, we can look at 19. I mean, that population in Tilson, it's a huge population.
And 9 and 10 have the same, in my opinion, same people, same school district, same everything.
Yeah.
I don't know where you can put it, but.
Does anyone have a suggestion on where they'd like to start? Do we want to start towards the north and shrink those a little bit to get those numbers to be able to work?
Well, you have District 23. Where we split off all of them, you can return that to just having West Hurley for Woodstock, and that would push population down into Hurley.
We don't need more population in Hurley.
Well, you gradually put it down. Hurley,
you
push it
down.
Then it goes on the road. You got to keep pushing.
Okay.
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 Okay. Okay.
I don't know if you want.
But you see, these two districts were essentially balanced. And now they're plus 4. So
so that, you know, they picked up a lot of population of that split.
Okay.
So
alright.
So, let me tell you what you want to do.
Go more south.
Go more south. I'm going to try that right to move out from the right place.
Alright, south.
I think one of the places that's geographically south that we may be able to pull from is that we keep Rochester whole, and that there may be some of the right side of it that we can move into another district, so that you have a district, you're kind of splitting towns into two, like each town has a two split. But the areas are culturally similar, rather than having, you know, one whole town be whole here or there. Obviously, in the northwest, that's just a function of there not being as many people. But perhaps we can pull into the center from the southwestern portions below the reservoir. Well, I guess I'm just thinking like the eastern end of Rochester, the town of Rochester's district is 3.5%. So if we're looking at positive districts moving to negative ones, that's potentially some place where we can start like moving towards that center or the eastern end of the county.
That's Minnewaska.
To me, the first move you might want to make is move to Rosendale to be more whole, then bring it down and all of them. And see what you can bring down from there.
Yeah.
Try to even these two out. You got this is into the scope, this is ninth, and it's negative, and then positive in the scope, so.
We're 17.2, I guess, at 3.8. Honestly, it's a little difficult, I think, maybe with this vantage. I know that once we start clicking, it'll make more sense, but I think I need to zoom out to see what we need to move around.
Where do you want me to zoom out to, Sarah?
The eastern part of the county, so that we can see which are negative in population. Is it showing all the
come back to that later. Yeah. should, I mean, or maybe the other parts the wrong way. It should just be aligned a little bit better. We can find some kind of relation. There wasn't any population.
So 3 is up 1.94.
Yes,
everything is on the server.
0492.
You have to start a new plan.
Okay.
Start a new plan and go.
Okay.
And it should be under the main. It's not under share. I don't think. It's under the right. Go away the bomb. Never mind.
Continue down the east.
Yeah. So we're all comfortable with 5, 6, and 7.
I think this is where.
Yeah.
So Travis, point where you want him to get rid of, where you want him to move to. Do you want to take stuff out of Tilson and put it in Rifton and then move that down to 10?
I mean,
well, right now, Rifton's over, I mean, let's hope this is over in 8. So
right.
It could take away from it, especially if things go back out to where we know that is. That is a good first step.
Right. That was what I was thinking. To a extent. And that would be then we can move
yeah,
Tilson.
Take that town boundary. Maybe more population.
It's not that much, but it's still.
So let's put 8 into 19 just temporarily. And then you have extra population to work with from the world.
Yeah.
So now 8 is a very actually close district.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. Now you're over in 19. And you can make Rosendale more whole.
Right.
And then if you make Rosendale more whole, then it's already over as it is. So but if we basically what we want to do is keep driving that population down. So
yeah.
So even if New Paltz is over, you can
right,
move that down into even if New Paltz is over, you'll move those into Lloyd and
exactly.
Van Down.
Correct.
Correct.
So I think
that's my
18
I mean,
is 19 and then we can play around with it from there. Yeah. So target will now be 18. And then source will be 19. Just for starters.
It's a large, yeah, it's a large population, but
that's fine.
Yeah.
We're just moving population. We're moving population to town. So, but let's see where Marble Town.
Whoa! What happened to 18?
Yeah, it's fine.
It got big. So Rosendale.
And 19 is under
now. Wow, there's really that big of a population.
Yeah, it's all down to total Rosendale.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's.
So what happens if we? Well, could we go up? Or no? Is it we're using one as a divider on
what we can do is can take back the new hall here.
Okay.
So, 18, 19, that is,
that's
closer to
17. New hall is 17.
But now 18 to be really over 5. Yeah. That's fine. Well, now we can do some, but what we can do is we can get, now we can get Marbletown down to the minimum we need, and Rosendale down to the minimum we need. From there.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, where's the new hall?
Right there.
What is that line going through?
You were talking numbers, you're talking geography.
Yeah.
What's that line going through High Falls? That's not a town line.
That's
is that a road?
CDP.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking, eventually what I think is New Falls comes north from the road, and that's what happens. And eventually we undo what we just did. Here, let me go back one step. Let's go back one step. That was London. Yeah, I just undid it.
Okay.
So to give 18 population down the creek, no, that doesn't work, right?
You pulled this over now, right?
Yeah.
What is this?
This is just that's the fairway.
Yeah.
And there's no, you wouldn't want to split the fairway up into, you take away from there into there, do that, or is that not happening?
It's kind of wonky.
Yeah. It's fine. We don't have to do that.
I don't know. We're well, this is this side of the freeway here.
Yeah. We originally had that in the V.
Just for numbers' sake, just to see what this looks like. So, a little bit over.
Do we want to give that?
I mean, our goal here right now is to get 19 down as close to zero as possible.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
So do we want to bring, like, what I'm...
Something you can do is you can link is that the Mohonk portion into the New Falls.
That's what that's kind of what I was looking at. But then...
then it all depends on what you want to take away from, how you want to expand Rosendale. Just, I think our goal right now is just to expand Rosendale just enough to get this under 5.
Right.
So, stay in the urban area. I mean, the creek is your dividing line.
Geographically, it works. There's no real major highway to maneuver. Well, right, just the way. But we tried that earlier.
I mean, this is behind here. This is where you're going with Tulsa over here. And this is actually, this square here, that is tilted. So, that right there, that whole thing is tilted right there. So, that looks that way over there.
But that makes nice and look.
Yeah. It makes nice and look great, but.
Well, makes a lot of things that then you leave.
Okay. Then you got this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're in Tulsa still.
Just a major population center that's kind of really throwing a wrench into just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
We just commute. I know I'm going to say it again. Can we zoom out one more time?
Sure. Or? I mean, I guess in all the maps that I did, where I never tried to get, somehow managed to keep Rosendale.
I know.
Like, that's why.
that's kind of why I want to move 10 more south.
Okay.
But it's, I mean, our problem is still 9. I mean, that's our issue. Because Gardner's below.
Nine and 10
can,
they can go together as
yeah.
much as you can because they're the same.
Can we keep going south a little bit, Rob? Please.
Okay. You can get
so we want to sacrifice.
So we can right. make, you can make 10 bigger by taking from 9 yeah. and reworking 9 fairly completely.
I think going
and then going into Gardner and going into New Paltz. I think you're going to tear up here, and here.
Right, and I guess that was my point with Rochester too, is that Gardner district is over 5%. So if you're kind of moving things from the left of this southern part towards the right, hopefully you're going to end up with communities that are more in common with each other, and we can be sensitive to town lines.
If you wanted to do that simple shift, we could just have Rochester whole right now.
Right.
Depends whether you want
to do
that.
So could we do, so you're saying almost put like Kerhonkson into Allenville? Like that will sliver into Allenville?
No. You want to cross Minnewaska.
You want me to make a suggestion? Or
right.
You want to say something like that.
Well, New Paltz is minus 4% the village. If you increase the village, that helps some of the companies that you
right.
Can I ask a point of order? I just feel like this is not this is not a big part of.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking the chair that he not recognize that. This is not supposed to be a public comment part of our mapping. There will be a time for that, and I look forward to hearing Mr. Baden's thoughts. But it's hard enough with seven people and Rob's help to do this, to have this other commentary. So I would just ask the chair be more mindful of order in our meeting.
So do you want to, I mean, we could move. It's kind of irrelevant, but I understand what
but this suggestion was.
Right.
I mean, this reduces that. And what it does is by bringing more, we went through this before. We reversed course and we did flip pop again. But if you move more into the village, then you have more land for other places to go later.
Right.
So where do you want to go?
A little more southeast. So we're trying to take a look at like that Platte Hill, Huntingdale. Yeah.
Can expand, and that would, I think 12 needs to go north.
Correct.
I think that's your first step. And 10 needs to go west.
Then it cuts off.
And then figure it out from there. And this needs to go. This will probably go north. And this needs to expand. That's what you need to do. This grows. This goes. This shrinks, this grows, that goes west, this reconfigured. And that will impact the surface and it'll impact the erosion too. So
where do you think we can reconfigure 9, Bob?
Hmm?
Where do you think we can pull 9 to? I mean 9 is negative 15%.
Yeah. Right. Which I think we did it for last and it's away from. 9
I think yeah, well, yeah, you're gonna. How about if we bring some from 10 into 9?
Wondering if the first step we want to do is just to give me some more green and go back to having more population in the village. Get to zero.
Yeah, we could
or above even.
We could start there. I don't know.
This way you have things to play with, you know,
yeah.
More room. What do you think?
Yeah, that's fine. Let's do that. That's fine.
Alright, so back to where we were.
Okay. So it's the northern part? Or is it south?
Okay, so this is going to be
target 20.
1917, of course. So let's see what we do. Do that just before. That just gives us. That just balances, we could stop right there for now, because that balances out distance pretty well.
Right.
And actually, it probably improves both distance too. I don't want to go to Platte Hill. Or if you want to go into, now you could go into Gardner, and you have some room
to go up.
You could go north. Expand Gardner if you want to.
I'm comfortable with that.
Is there anybody else want to do that?
Yeah, I agree with the plan as you had a few minutes ago recommended it, pulling over from,
okay, from
the west
to
towards the east.
Now.
Yeah, so the source will be 17 LV into 60.
And can we just take up that whole population inside of, was it 37?
This one, 36?
Yeah.
So we can keep going. We can do it one small things at a time.
Yep.
This will probably be just about to do it. But I mean, this, we have it here. A little bit more geographic,
right?
I think there's a little island in there, but now area 2%. Now this is a little bit under. I mean, you can change this too. You can make 16. We can make 16 go back toward zero a little bit too.
Yeah.
Let me just grab these two. Reduce that again to try and get 17 back toward minus 5.
Well, I think 17 going into Ahsoka's might be
a way to go.
Yeah. Now that maybe zoom out again.
Still need to reduce the marble time.
Which we can do by putting in 17. Right?
We could, or you can go
just take that 47 right there. And that's part of the town.
Well, I mean, the soap is, I mean, 17 is already going into here.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, so okay. You've already split there, so you can go a little bit further north.
Okay.
And that actually makes more sense. So why don't we do that? Okay. Okay. And this is just to get it a little bit working. Of course, you can refine it a little bit.
I think 17 is a target, isn't it?
17?
Yeah. 19 is a source.
Oh, I don't know. Now you're splitting. This is just for making it work. So. Now you got that. You got, okay, so now you got 15. Now, technically, they were. You might want, probably want to refine that based on land use plot type as well.
Yeah.
Later. So. Okay, now you're. I think you're over here now. Sorry if I feel like I'm taking a little.
You're not. You're fine.
Yeah. So. Target is 12. This is where we get a little bit. Actually, where we want it. This would be growth and 6. Right now we need population. So right now you're in a situation you got 2.5. You got no population. The problem is we need population to work with.
9.
to...
This is why we're talking about moving with Stockholm. We gotta move it south. We gotta get the population set. Population, yeah.
You have to discover these things for yourself.
Yeah.
But I guess that's why I was saying we could, like, we have 16 has 2.5 over, and 14 is point, you know, 3.3 over, and 21 is 3.5 over.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think another one that's above it, it's 3, it may, actually, that might be have been 17. I'm not sure. I think it's above 17. It's 3.8. So I think keeping, pulling from the north, oh, 3.5 now. I think pulling from the north, we can go back to if we need to, but there's still things to play with in the south with moving things over, that it's possible without cannibalizing the work that we already did north, because we may end up with strange lines. We have to go around Kingston, or I guess jump the reservoir, which are some of the things that we said we were going to keep into consideration on the sheet that I think it was on the sheet that Regis circulated, but just generally speaking, those are things that we discussed.
Mm-hmm. Other things you can do,
just an ugly configuration.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, if you moved parts of 19 into 17, and then I guess that makes New Paltz, I don't know, I'm not sure, or maybe 21 into 19. I don't know. I think it just needs to move from left to right, hopefully without making too many districts per town.
So where's the Hurley back? So that's the Hurley back. Can we scroll south a little bit more? Yeah, right there. So we need Hurley to go into Rosendale at that 2.56, or can we pull some of Rosendale out of Hurley and keep coming north and put it into like 19? Does that make sense? Like, see, like that, the road, like this boundary here?
we pull that away from.
So we want to make 18 smaller,
right? And then make 19 bigger,
and then pull it. And then we can pull more into 17.
Exactly. Or do we want to reconfigure? Where's the
Rosendale
trying to mark.
That's it.
Yeah.
This is
like an old diamond. I'm just looking at what they did in the past. And I like how it flows with Hurley going into Marble Town and Rosendale going into Marble Town. That way it only chops it up twice. And then that's kind of reconfiguring 18-19 again. And I don't know if that was the plan. You guys see what I'm kind of saying there, or not so much? Because then 17 can flow back up into Sopus, and that leaves 9 with a decent population.
Another thing you can do, like I think we do what Ken suggested,
was
and go 6, 7, and bring 2, and West Carolina early. Back, make the four towns zero again, take that population, shuffle in Woodstock, and then shuffle down to Hurley and bring it down. So you need to bring this population down.
Why is that substantially different than moving from left to right? I guess it's the thing.
There's more population there to get you.
The left is Ulster County's empty quarter.
Not really contiguous land, which that's the thing that I think is strange. It's like, I get that it's part of... Sorry?
Think of it as like a... It's basically you're straining sand and it's moving it downhill. Yeah, it'll move one town and it'll move down another one. They're not moving it from directly.
So if you go a little north for us,
yes,
Rob,
but we're agreeing, but we're trying to do it from different directions. Yeah. I'm not in a disagreement that you need to pull population.
If we can go north.
Okay. You tell me where you guys want to pull population. That's the game right now. So.
Right.
Well, we have District 19 has 3.2. We have District 21 has 3.5. We do have some in 14, which is at 0.33. There's some play there.
Okay.
I mean, I've said that a few times already. Do I know where to click the button? I don't have access to. If I could click the buttons myself, I could go about doing it.
Well, tell me if you want to move Garner into Rochester? Do you want to move, shrink Marbletown more and then try to drop this? Let me give you a direction.
Yeah. Well, now I'm looking. Give me a second. District 12 at?
Which one?
12.
12? So I'm minus, I believe. Minus, it's almost at minus 5, isn't it? So.
But I'm not trying to pull from 12. I'm just trying to see, because it's next to 16, which is at 2.5. So you could move. It looks like part of the town boundary of Plattekill is in 16. So you could move west to pull population. And then if it goes up, then you can move the northward boundary of 12, 9.
Yeah, that's a start.
Yeah, good start.
So where do you want to move from here?
And if it goes over... Yeah, so is that a town line there? And that dark line?
We're looking at
the
county route and New York State Route 32. The town line is over here where my hand is.
So you're saying 16 and 12
there? Right, I think that's what I mean. If you move it to the town line, it may make it really big or 16 really small, but I think maybe we can futz with that District 16 on the other side.
It's not a bad idea.
To make that more even.
16 and 12.
I mean,
so it's source 16, 12 tart. And then we pull from 12 for 9.
Yeah.
It's not a million people, but start. Not too bad.
Five and a half. Five and a little bit over. So that's 16 and a half. optional. So now you can draw, see what you could actually even do.
You can pull from.
You can even pull from the Strong Gun a little bit, actually, if you want to. In this case, there's 16 to work. You could move,
well,
no, you wouldn't want to do that.
Alright, can we
zoom them out?
Yeah.
So you can do Rochester, you can do New Paltz.
I think we should work on the east and then go back to, because I think that that line, that 21 line is going to have to be, let's see to what extent we need to mess with that line, because I suspect, so now we made 12, 5, so we could move 12 into 9.
Correct.
Or even make 11 bigger into 12 then, and move
10
the
south.
Southern part of 11 into 10,
so you make
or 9.
Let's see, 11 goes.
But I think the first thing should be moving that dip in 12 up to maybe that Route 10 line.
Yeah.
Oh no, no, that's the opposite. I'm sorry. I'm getting myself. Yeah, it's the opposite. Or maybe.
Okay. Why don't we do? Put.
We could move that. Yeah. Right.
Well, we don't need to add more to 11. That's. Well, we need. We should be saving any additional population for 9 and 17, and 9 and 16.
I guess.
Well, that's.
I guess I see us maybe moving, so there's like maybe more of all of the south of, I guess it maybe depends on what Donna thinks about Marlboro, if you could make it so that it includes that bottom part of Marlboro into that district, and then you remove some of the top of Marlboro into the one above it. Like, so you would have, so it does already have like a big chunk of Marlboro, but you could reduce the size of 11, you could reduce the size of 12 into Marlboro and then maybe put Milton north. Does that cut the town strange?
Well,
no, really. I mean, the way Marlboro works is it's urban, commercial strip, rural. You know, rural all in here are here, all farmland, and then urban here. So it's really a tale of two hamlets with a strip between them, and then farmland.
Yeah. So I guess I think maybe if we move that Route 11 line over, then that gives room to move
all the way over for town, see what the distance 12.
And then you can move it northward.
Yeah.
You just start like.
Okay. So you want 11 into 12.
Yeah, I want.
Right. So 11 will be the target.
The town line.
Now that'll get way.
How far is that from 11?
Yeah, kind of maybe where that one. I don't know where the populations are there.
So what am I doing? I'm moving.
I think there's like a Route 14A, maybe like south of that. Little box, adding it into 11 and seeing if that takes from 12 to the extent to which then you can move it.
It is the whole block.
Yeah, let's just do
the whole block. Oh, okay.
That's going to go way over.
Yeah.
Right,
way over. Right, that's the point. So then we draw a new line where it's maybe a north-south Marlboro or at least that top right corner becomes part of the district above it, which we'd already sort of been doing, I think,
right.
But it was
well,
less of it.
Relationship-wise, the urban parts relate more to the urban, and the west relates more to the west in terms of land use. East relates to east, west relates. So if you're going to chop it here, then
let's undo. And then let's pull from the south. Like she was
okay.
saying.
So we'll
undo
right.
and then cut it over here and Marlboro come back over there.
So you want me to do a reverse? You want me to reverse this?
Well, you just did.
No, I mean, I guess I understand your point about rural and urban, but at the same time, it's like then you're cutting like a straight line. So I guess I was trying to preserve the shape of the town and the town governance too. Even though I see your point about the different like demographics of areas. Does that make sense? Like, because otherwise then you have, I mean, I guess I defer to Donna, of course, but I'm just trying to move some of this over and up. And that seems like a good way of...
Sorry, we put all that back into 12,
wanted to put all
that to 11 at that roadway.
I can do... You want to keep that in 11, or do you want to keep put that in 12?
Original
list
right down this.
Yeah. Okay.
So this was in 12.
Yeah.
So
that was in 12.
I know.
So we did that. But now you can move it north into 9. So what can you do? You can.
Right, that's what I was kind of thinking.
One thing you could do is now you can make, you can have 10 rows, 10 grow to the bottom, and then fiddle with 9.
But the part of the problem with putting that platykill piece in is then Marlboro is cut into 3. So I guess that's why I was trying to think maybe we didn't do it quite like that.
Right. But Marlboro doesn't make quite 3.
Marlboro's
a
2.
Why?
What if you have
to
put it
to?
Marlboro's only a 2
now.
Yeah,
no, but they use Waukesha High School, one of the middle schools, they only have 5 kilometers.
Yeah,
no,
mm-hmm.
I believe in the data is important.
Right now the object is the tape population from here, so where is it going?
I couldn't hear all the conversation.
Sorry, I mean...
I couldn't hear all the...
Population from 11, put it back into 12, and or put it into... Or bring it north to... Or actually, we'll have the north come down.
Yeah, we're going to have the north come down to the town line. So let's do 10.
You want 10 to go in the line?
All the way around. But
yeah, I know.
So you're right. Target's 10.
Mm-hmm. Was at 0.4. I don't see why you can't try to make it there. So I think before you move over to this,
let's zoom
back.
Let's
finalize this.
Yeah, let's zoom back if we can.
I think we should.
And then, maybe that's giving some of that corner back to 12.
Yeah.
Because if it pops it over to positive, then you can move it upwards towards 9, and that makes more sense.
Right.
I think.
Good.
And can't we zoom back out again a while? Or I should say zoom out and go north? Do we want to put Clintondale and Highland together? Does that make sense? And then move 10 more south. So like 10 would then take over this,
and 9 would go that way. That work for everybody.
I see what you're saying. So 12 is going to go north, 9 is going to go east.
Exactly. And 10. That's what I think. So.
Yeah.
We have to take into 16 anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Well, I mean, originally Gardner was into here.
Correct.
So we could bring it back to where it was now.
Yeah.
But also, in your bank, Gardner. This way, even on both sides.
I'm making a call.
This is the target of 16.
I guess, though, did we want to mess with 12 that much in that direction to give it back? Because we're going
to
want
to
pull it.
We want to give that to 9.
I kind of think,
zoom
out, we want to go up. We want to go upward. And then we'll take from the west to put into 16. Or, does that make sense?
The thing, yeah, that's the where we stop is a great spot.
Understood. Yeah, it's just like through the middle of a community, strangely. Not that. Got it.
That's why I wanted to bring it to 32, but and 12 still needs to get some more anyway, but he wanted to go
12 needs to go to north, yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, I could bring it back a little bit.
We might be able to bring it back and move 16 somewhere into 21 or 17.
Right.
Let's go back to where we were kind of hoping.
We'll do a little bit. This is a big gap.
Can we try to just go back east? I know it's not ideal. We have 316 like that, but
all right.
We got 9. It needs to go west now.
Then I think that may, like, if you could go, you could, it's hard on these vantage points to see how we're dealing with towns, but then you could presumably put 9 into, like, pull 9 down into Plattekill. Because 10, it's way over.
Yeah, it's over, so. 9 can go down east.
And 9
can go east and south. But then it's.
If we could put 9 through Highland, I definitely want to see.
Alright, want to try that just to see what it looks
like? Yeah, just to see what it looks like. You don't?
I do, yes.
9 again, no. It's very
good. 10.
And then you have, even though it maybe makes 9 big right now, then you make another northern district. Is that what you're saying?
I think 9 should go.
Follow 299.
Down or above 299.
No, below. Because 10's above. So we want 9 to hit into Highland.
Because
9 needs to be a major population. That's Highland.
I sort of thought maybe 9, like, it's just hard to remember. I sort of thought that 9 could include more of the town that it's, like, is already crossing a town border, right? So it could include more of that town. And then
right. If
you cut down 10, it's because you're bringing that population that's in the north part of Highland into the stuff above, because that's what we're also having trouble with right now.
Well, I think it's the other thing we could possibly do, I'm just curious about the silver.
I don't think we exclusively move just, we're not exclusively just trying to expand the districts northward, we're trying to make them, like, pull across and up, so you're going to end up with more, I suspect you'll end up with more compact districts than you'll, than these, like, very vertical districts.
Rather than vertical, exactly, more horizontal. So that's what I'm trying to do, trying to have 9 come across and 10 like, this is what I want. This now, I want that to be 10, and I want all of that.
Okay. So, I want this portion to be 10.
If that's possible.
Yeah, I can try. Let's see. So, now I okay, so I'll reverse this. Mm-hmm.
$2.99 can't be the line.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Thank you.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So I want to follow that whatever railroad line that is. Where those dotted, that dotted.
Yeah, that's that line. That's that line.
Okay, that's what I'd like to. Reverse. Yeah. Yep. So you're right. 10 to 9 to reverse.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I wanted all of that to go into 9. And then we could bring south, 10 south.
Does anyone want 10 to go into 11 then?
No, I wanted 10 to go into 9 to finish out 9. And then we're
going
to
move the
then we move 10 south.
Okay. We'll get that.
We have to move 10 south into Highland more. So, do that. So now 9 is a big district, 12 is a big district.
Now
7 can come.
9 needs to come.
Yeah, 9 definitely has
to come north.
I think if 9 goes into 12, then you like it's so big on the top, and it does it cut into another town?
So I'd like to do 17. Sarah, if you don't mind, can we do 17 to fix on that town line with 16?
17 and 16?
Yeah, so I'm just going to fix that town line.
Yeah, so you bring it over?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just suspect you're going to end up crossing a lot of towns. You're going to have like 3 towns in the district if you do it this way.
Okay.
That's why I was trying to move things up, like try and keep it so that only 2 towns are in a district. And if you kind of, like if it starts wandering across and too vertical, you end up going to cross some lines. So that's why I kind of think that if, is it 12 goes to 9? There's so many freaking numbers. Then you have like sort of this stub thing, and then you bring 10 down, like you were trying to do.
Right.
But you're keeping it more compact versus having it go across 3 towns, which is kind of, I think, unfortunately, maybe what you're sort of suggesting at the moment.
That's correct.
If I'm understanding you correctly.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what.
Yeah, I don't know that it's necessary to do it where it goes across 3 towns like that. I think you may be able to keep them at 2 town districts. Mm-hmm. But we did move some lines, and so it's good because we have room to play with.
So that's what I was, yeah. Wow, that's a lot. That was a big population, so.
So obviously, like it seems crazy, right? it seems crazy right now to say, like, oh, bring 9 down, because 9 is gigantic.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is then, like, you can move the northern parts of 9 into 10 and bring all that upward if you move, because the district below it is already, is too big. It's, like, 10 and change. So, again, you're, like, moving it northward.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I do. Yes. Numbers don't work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just kind
of usually short. Correct. But what I was, by doing that, what I was hoping is we could bring 16 back into 12 to get those populations that we married.
I don't know about that, because I think the Garner, I think that's going to be fine if we, once we get 9, I think we should stick to what we're doing, because when we get distracted, if we're not moving the,
you're correct.
I think for now, if we pull, this sounds weird because they're two big places, but it's going to be a domino effect. If we move 9 down into 12 to pick up that 10.4, and then we play with what's above, we have to move this northward. I agree that, like, 16 is going to be a problem, but I think the bigger problem is that center part of the map doesn't have the population, and we can go back and readjust 16, because it obviously needs to be readjusted, when we start seeing how much we can bring these boundary lines up.
I'm fine with that.
I think we should move, ignore the percentage in 9 right now.
Yeah.
We should be trying to move 12 down towards, like, 5%, so that we can then move the populations northward towards 10.
Okay.
So you end up with a really big 9 for a little while until we figure out what 10 and above are doing.
So you want to move 12, you want to expand 9 for now. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
For now, right, exactly.
That's sort of easy to make it. Why is it still a good game?
Yeah, it is.
And you want to use the major road line right there? Yeah, right, for a good start.
Did we lose Lloyd?
What?
Lloyd.
No, well, we're just ignoring the boundaries of Lloyd altogether right now. I think we're just trying to
I think population
northward.
Yeah, I think it's wise to keep the southern tier into the negative, because population isn't there; it's in the north.
Correct.
We just need to drive it up and continue.
So
to,
do you
continue
want to drive
to
this
to
down
to
-5? Is that what we're trying to do here?
I mean, I think 3.5 is pretty good, to be honest. -3.5. So then we can work with moving, you know, we have to move 9 into 10 and 10 into, you know, that middle area that has all these crazy big negative numbers. Yeah.
So it's a huge population right there that we can fix
with 16 or 9 eventually. The target is 10.
And now where is 8 when we go above the 10? It's on line. Scroll up, but it's 10. Does 8 have a big population set?
I think it's another.
Right now you're dividing the Sophis into 3, so it would make sense to try to make this a bit more whole.
Right. So it moves it towards the center where we're kind of having a problem.
It doesn't. We can
maximize the surface of the lawn so it's more cold. It's actually, where's the target going to be? 8 right now? No.
No, it's 10 from 9.
Still 10 from 9.
Because.
I get up close so I can read the numbers.
Fix this and this to get a rational 9 and 10 to a rational number that looks like we can make it adjustment.
Exactly.
That's the strategy.
Do you want to move this line north?
I know I'm interrupting, but can you take a look at, you have a big negative here, what do you got to fill that gap?
Population size right there.
Yeah, we're just trying to move things northward right now because 10 was a huge problem over the weekend. So 21. Now we have 9 has 56% and 10 has negative. So, like, now you can sort of bring, we can bring that northern boundary into 10 or bring Highland into 10. You know, we're just, 10 was a, 10 had a huge number, I think, over the weekend.
10% to that.
Well, this is a geography and math lesson at the same time, and it's always fun.
Right. So let's do what Sarah said.
So what am I doing? Where am I going from market? So 9 is going to 10, where is it going from? I'm going to work my way down.
Well, 10 is going into 9, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could put 10 into that. If we have it in vertical here, you could put the Highland vertical piece into 10. It's a little strange, but if that matches the urban, kind of the urban commercial areas along the Hudson.
Oh, that's
correct. Take what you can, Rob, to get this down to a -5 or something, or -7 or something.
Are we getting closer?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're on the close.
and it's still short, right? Mm-hmm.
So now 5.9 is under, and is still. So 10.9 is almost zoom out a little bit. I apologize.
You're doing
I just want to look at what's this district now, Rob? That we need to find population for that district, don't we?
For we need to find population.
Where are we going to get it from? Because everything around is negative.
Well, can we grow into Shawnee? Can we grow into
You've got 6 or 7%.
If you go into Rochester's overhead.
Now you can shrink. You could shrink this a little bit and give back more to here and then give back more to there.
It's a map.
It's like catching up with us. It really is.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. I'm trying to move things northward. Obviously, it shifts things, but I think that ended up giving us room. Personally, it's a little strange shaped.
It's always, and I apologize to the community. It looks this is a great way to think about it, but if you step back and look out, do you have enough population in the districts you have to make up that's available to you to do it? And Regis made the comment that you have to run negative numbers down here, and I think you're going to have to, but I don't even know whether that's going to make it come within the 5% that you need to get there. And that's why, you know, to keep your northern districts whole, you're struggling down here. But it's worth the exercise. I get it. It's worth the exercise.
Well, now you can move 10 a little bit more down into the Highland a bit. Right now, Highland 10 doesn't have a center to it. It's rural into rural into a little bit, and chopping the urban in half.
Well, me personally, I figured we could move 10 into 8 and expand 8 closer into 19, and that way we can move 16 and 9 and mess with that a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it, too, is that we're having problems with the boundary lines being strange in that 18, 19, 8 area, too, right?
Right. Right, but 8, 18, 8, 19 are all positives. So we can move those around to bring 10 up. And
right.
That way, we don't have to go so far into Highland with 10. That was kind of my thought process. Because that's still sprinkling from the north into the south. And then 9 and 16 kind of comes over into 9.
Well, it might be the first thing you can do is reduce 17 and pick up some population. Why don't you do 10 into 17? 10 into 17. Or, I mean, first, this is not good.
No, I don't think so either.
So,
I think we need to bring 9 back north. And then 16 needs to come over into 9.
What do you think? So many right now.
How far can we move 16 now? We can't move 16 east, can we?
You move it west.
You can move it west.
And then Milwaukee.
Travis, you mean moving west toward Rochester?
Well, I'm just kind of looking at the old map, and I know that population's changed and everything like that.
Yeah, they have, yep.
But you can see, like, 16 comes down to into, you know, 13 and 14. 13 and 14 are running somewhat positives.
I think 13 and 14 are right now negatives. Yeah, just where you want them.
Yeah, I think it's
you want 15.
Right, I think that those, right.
Yeah, you want Gardner to be negative.
Correct. No, I agree with all of this.
Yeah,
you want all that negative.
Yeah,
I agree with 110%.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's kind of like that. I know even when I was, I didn't cut into Rochester.
Gardner.
Absolutely. It's gonna, it affects everything nearby, and contiguity forces you to do this. I just want to, for a second, to be sensitive to people's time. It's about 10 of 8, and I don't know if anybody has to be anywhere. The guards, I understand, from Fawn are going to be until 10 o'clock. Not that we have to be.
Can we zoom back out, Rob,
yep.
If that's okay? You've been very conducive, thank you. He's having too much fun.
He's gonna go home.
Okay, so 9 is minus
0.87.
Right. 10 is minus 5.14.
Okay. 20 is the new cost.
16 is minus 15.41. 17 is 3.63.
Minus or plus?
Plus.
3.63.
Right.
Going?
Plus as well.
I want all the districts you could work on in the south, that in terms of minus
and
plus
3.58, which I think we're going to have to go 16 into 21.
That's sure. The other one. You had 12, right, I think?
12 was negative 3.
3.5. No, I could just export the export to Excel and just real quick.
Plus. 17 was plus, you said, right?
16 was plus.
3.6.
21 was plus.
21.
3.58, right?
Yeah, 3.58.
12 was a minus 3.5?
Yeah,
3.58, yeah. So, here's your difficulty. You have 23% of your districts in the south, a total of 23%. Is minus in the districts you're working on, and only about 7% is, maybe 8% is positive. So at a 5% swing, you're still going to be short. Even if you take all your districts that are positive in the minus numbers, it's math after this. You know,
it
you
is.
Can move those it districts is. Around a long period. And I apologize to the committee, but I see
no,
you struggling, and I don't care about where the boundaries are. It's just do the math. I don't think you can make this work without thinking about what you're doing up top in the northern part, because you just don't have the population down here. I would suggest that you take every district you can down here and move it into negative, and just see what just to make yourself make the realization that whether it's going to work or not. But the math doesn't work.
Well, I mean, regardless, we kind of have to be moving this, shifting this stuff. We have to shift from west to east and then pull it down if that's the case. So, I mean, I don't think we're disagreeing with you necessarily, Dennis. It's just that we're going about it from the other direction.
Yeah, I get that. I think what you try to do is to say, of all the districts we want to work with, if we add the pluses and minuses up, does it look like it balanced without going to the north and thinking about having to move things around there? And that to me is a global discussion, and it's easy math. And if it doesn't work, then you need to think about you're going to have to change something in the north. And I certainly don't want to do that, or suggest that you do that. But I think that math will drive you to that decision.
Yeah.
But I appreciate
not
you can go west
Dennis,
as well. I appreciate that.
It's just, I think we're also coming at it from the, like, just the different approach. Like, if we move things northward, then you have to pull from the north, then you pull from the north as it makes sense. But to just start cutting districts in the north to pull it south.
Yep. You're right. There's
all
kinds of approaches.
Well, it's just a different approach, exactly. It's not in disagreement of the math. It's just a matter of how you're moving stuff around to make neighborhoods make more sense, potentially. Hopefully. Because I do think maybe we do have to run negatives down here, just because.
You want me to 16 into Rochester?
But we don't have to do it there. We've got to do it in the north, because obviously there's no population there.
No.
So we have to run 16. I think we run 16 into Rochester. We can run. I mean, I think we need to keep that into 21.
You need a lot of Rochester to get population. I mean, even to get there, you have to take a whole hole somewhere. Right? Yeah, you'll go from north to south.
I've been there.
The only way to get Garner is there is to take the whole.
Take the whole block.
I mean, we can start over here.
So you can take all the way through 27. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
gets garnered. But what we can do is we can,
and we can
back,
take
make and bring that back.
Bring
in.
That back down and cut into 19.
Wow. Right. Now you're dividing Rochester. Rochester was full plus a little bit, and then we're dividing it. I'm not around tomorrow.
Okay, no. Yeah.
Actually, it might be in the morning. Might be.
Do we want to reconvene at this point?
Yeah.
All right.
When's the next meeting?
When's the Regis? When do we want to make our next meeting?
Do you
want to do
this
Saturday?
This Saturday is Easter weekend.
Oh, that's right.
I don't think we did anything to Tilson yet. We haven't gotten that far, unfortunately.
We can do Saturday the 23rd. IDA interviews. I did it last Saturday, so I don't. Now I'm getting to be a pro.
Let me look at my calendar. I don't think I'm around.
No, me either. But I am around on the 21st.
Let me get the legislative calendar.
Okay.
It's a Thursday, so we would do Wednesday
the
20th.
The 21st, I think, are both open.
Do you want to do the 20th and the 21st? Are you available, Kim?
Thursday.
No? You busy?
Oh, I'm going to try to be.
Oh, man. You're not having fun? Come on.
Let's see. It's 20th. Oh, we're already meeting on the 20th.
We're already meeting on the 20th.
What was the other one?
21st would be the next day.
21st? The first? What is that?
Oh, it's a Thursday.
I might be back a little bit late. I got a kid going to Albany on a
doctor's appointment.
Yeah, that's a quick one. Just call up.
What about the 21st?
That's
the week after. 23rd is after, right?
3:30 appointment.
Am I right about that?
Yeah, I'll be back after 5. I have to talk. I only get shot.
Oh, shoot. I mean, I am out of town on the 23rd, but I can be available via Zoom, but that's not going to give us a quorum, will it?
Yeah.
And Don's out of town the 23rd as well.
23rd. Oh, it's 23rd. I'm
actually around. 24th. 24th. Yeah. Orthodox Easter.
Okay. I see.
I can do the 21st, 22nd.
Yeah, I'm available the 21st.
Thursday. Okay.
Yeah.
So the 20th and the 21st you are?
I'm available the 20th and the 21st.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Also, I mean,
20... Next Wednesday, you have on your calendar,
easier,
right?
For others?
Yeah, that's a regular meeting.
Right, and how about the day after?
I can block out the 20th, the 21st, the 20th. You have a meeting scheduled for the 27th. I can also get you in here on the 26th and the 28th. But the 28th is the drop dead.
Yeah.
So yeah,
so
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the 26th might be...
I'm good on the 26th.
I'm also good on the 26th.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
And did we do the 20th and the 21st?
The 20th and the 21st. 21st, that's a Thursday. 21st is a Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Wednesday we're already booked.
We are. And then
booked Thursday?
On Thursday. Okay. And 26th and 27th?
Yeah. We can always cancel a meeting if are done.
Yep.
All right.
Yes. Okay. What day?
From your
lips.
20th, 21st.
The 20th was already scheduled, so we're adding the 20th and 21st. And then the 27th was already scheduled, we're adding the 26th. So the 20th, the 21st, the 26th, and the 27th.
27th, we have to have this thing done.
I agree.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That gives Vicki a date to get this legal notice out, and that Friday is when it has to go in.
Right.
So.
Okay.
She's been known to send them out on Friday morning, you know, like to do it all on Friday.
Sure.
I may just visit the room.
Yeah.
I'll put in the
23rd. Okay. All right. Could you send us a reminder on that tomorrow?
I sure will.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. So we're...
Are we all done?
Are we done tonight? Or
make a motion. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second.
Woohoo.
Donna. Okay. All those in favor.
All right. I can put.